Boker Tov World. Today's daf in Masechet Sanhedrin, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is daf tzadin, and we're holding at the bottom of Amud Beit at Rav Chisda. So we had a machlokas yesterday about what is the chiyuv of Misa benogea a Novi who is a Mediach. So we have two parshas in the Torah. We have one of a Novi HaMediach and one of a Novi Sheker, where it doesn't mention anything about Hadacha. I think it would be a good idea to actually look into the Sukkim to see how clearly these two Sukkim are separated. If you have an opportunity to open up your Chumash Devarim and take a look in Parshas Re'eh. So Parshas Re'eh is where we have the first description of a Navi who's coming to apparently speak to you about Avodas Kochavim, and he's trying to persuade you that it's a good idea. And this would be in Devarim Yud. What are they? This is all the Goyish stuff over here, so. Oh, yes, it's Yud Gimel. Okay, so Yud Gimel, Pasuk Beit. Okay, for those of you who don't know from the Goyim, it's Parshas Re'eh and Shlish. So there it says, Ki yakum bekir becha navi ocholim chalom, v'natane lecha oto mofet, uba ha'oto ha'mofet, ashidibere lecha limor. So he uses this amazing miracle that he's done to prove to you that he's really a navi, and he can do anything. And he says, now that you know that I'm a navi, melcha acharei Elohim acherim asher lo yedatem v'novdem. Let us go and worship these other gods that you never knew of before, and this is what we're supposed to be doing. Lo tishmael divrei anaviahu o el cholem achalomahu, ki menaseh Adonai Elohechem etchem lodat hayishchem ohavim et Adonai Elohechem b'chol levavchem u'v'chol nafshechem. And at the end of this little parsha, it says, v'hanaviahu o cholem achalomahu yumat, כי דיבר שרה על אדוני אלוהיכם, המוציא אתכם מארץ מצרים, והפודחה מבית עבדים, להדיחך מן הדרך, אשר ציווך אדוני אלוהיך ללכת בה, וביארת הרי מקרבך. So yesterday we saw that this parsha speaks about להדיחך, so in a sense, it has two opposite חיובי מיסן, because on the level in which it says, החולמה הוא יומד, and we know that Stam Misa, and this is Rabbi Shimon's drasha, we know that Stam Misa Ksuva Betera is always a reference specifically to Chenek. And on the other hand, it does say Lahadicha Chomen Haderech, and we know that we have a Gzereshova about Hadacha, so that we were able to learn out Hadacha. Yesterday was a question, the three places where we had this lesson of Hadacha. So one was right here with the Novi HaMediach. The other one was the Irani Dachat. And the other one was a Mesit. So according to the Rabbanan, all three of these were the same Gezeirah Shavah, and they were all connected to the Chiyuv of Skila that we have Beferish in the cases of the Mesit. So even though it says Yumat, it can't mean in this case that it should be with only Chenek. Masha Enkein, Rabbi Shimon didn't have the Gzeirah Shavah on all three cases. And Memela, he says that what we should learn is the Mesit of a Rabbim from a Mesit of a Rabbim. So the Mesit of the Rabbim was the Navi. And by the Navi, it says Chenek. And therefore, what we should do is we should learn Mesit Rabbim from Mesit Rabbim. So that's the Irani Dachat, that's the Mesit Rabbim. And over there, we give him the same halacha, not, remember, the special din, we don't give the chiyuv to a case of Irani Dachat because of the fact that it's an entire city. So lemaisa, that would mean that we compare the case, according to Rabbi Shimon, only of the Novi HaMediach to the din of the Irani Dacha. Now, if we take a look in Shoftim, so please move forward in your Sefer Dvarim. Let's take a look now in Perek. See which Perek this is. This is Shoftim in the Chamishi. Again, those who are looking for the Goyish Prokim, it's Yud Ches, Pasik. Yud Ches, and onwards. So there it talks about Navi Akim Lem Mikerav Achayim Kamocha, and what about a Navi Asher Yazid in Pasikhov, Asher Yazid the Daber Davar Pishmi et Asher Lo Tzivitiv Le Daber, which we darshened yesterday, remember, to mean a Navi who says over things that he heard from another Navi, Vasher Yedaber B'Shem Elohim Achirim, Umeit HaNavi Ahum. There it does not say a word about Yedichacha. It just talks about, he says things that I never told him to say. So that the examples that we had given of that yesterday was like Hananiah ben Azor. We gave examples of Nevi'im that prophesied ridiculous things that were going to happen that never happened. And this was the stamparsh of Navi Sheker. But a Navi Sheker is not a Navi that tries to get you to do averis. It's just a Navi that wants you to believe things about the future and so on. That's the pashtus of the two psukim. So yesterday, the last thing that we had learned was that according to Reb Shimon, a Navi who is a Midiach is basically a Hedyot. And therefore, he should be compared to Hedyotas. And it's not a good taina what the Chachomim say, that we shouldn't compare a Hedyot to a Navi, because he's basically a Hedyot. That's what we got up to. So Omer of Chista. So today, we want to talk about what exactly the Machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan was regarding. Machloket ba'okir guf davaris kachovim, v'kiyum mixas ubitum mixas davaris kachovim. We need to understand, says Rabbi Chista, that the parsha of the Navi Amidiach, because of that whole introduction that said very clearly that this Navi is going to say to you that let's go, Neocha, Chare Elohim Achirim, Asher Lo Yedatam, V'Novdeim, that the whole Parsha is talking about, specifically Avodas Kochavim, it's not talking about a Navi who says, let's be over on other mitzvahs. And it wouldn't matter whether he wants to completely cancel the whole idea of Avodas Kochavim, or he even says partially, let's just be matir avodas kachavim for a little bit of time, or in this particular din. How do I know that it makes no difference? Because it says vadichacha min haderach. Min haderach means even a little bit. Afilu mixas haderach. So there we have in that particular parsha of a Navi Amidiach, it's referring to telling you to be over avodas kachavim. But suppose a Navi comes along and he cancels another mitzvah. So if he goes out in his oikar aguf of other mitzvahs that are not avodas kachavim, doesn't say anything about that over here in this parsha, and therefore it's not included in the gzera shava, even according to the chachamim. That is in the parsha of Shoftim. The parsha of Shoftim is talking about things that he talks that aren't true. This is going to happen. That's going to happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said not to do this mitzvah, but it never calls it hadacha. So then over there, it doesn't say the din of skila. It only says yumat. Umeta naviyahu is stam misa. And stam misa, everybody agrees. Even the chachamim agree that stam misa, if there's no gzereshava to hadacha, is only a chiyuv of chenek. This is how Reb Chista understands it. So again, it's going to be a little bit of running around over here. When it comes to saying kiyum mixas or bita mixas the shar mitzvahs, over there, divrei hakopot. The way the Rambam understands this, and it could be this way everybody understands it, although it's a little bit confusing. Clearly, the correct way to understand the Gemara is that if a Navi tells you to be over on another mitzvah, and he only says it b'miktsas, he says, today, let's do something that's awesome. will be Mechala Shabbos today. Or he says, let's do Hakrova Bichutz LeBeis HaMikdash, or whatever he says, but it's only, he doesn't say that that's the din, that there is no such mitzvah. He says, he has a middik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to do this. So then he's absolutely, that is acceptable as part of his avias. And of course he's putter in that case, because there was nothing that indicates that he's a Navi Sheker. So we have three levels. We have Navi Sheker in terms of lies. We have a Navi Hamidiach in terms of other mitzvahs, but that is also considered to be a Navi Sheker, according to Rav Chisda. And then we have a Navi Sheker, a Navi Hamidiach Bavedes Kechovim, where over there, Rav Chisda says that everybody is made at, that in that case, it would actually be a Chiev of a Navi Midiach, and there the Rabbanan hold that you're Chayev Skila. And that's the only place that we have the Machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan. Rav Amnuna disagrees with this, and Rav Amnuna says, the Brayta says Beferish, Lalechet Zo Mitzvat Aseh. Back in Re'eh, what it was that the Navi was Medichacha is, he said to you, Melcha Achrei Elohim Acherim, and then at the end, it says, Hadichacha Min Haderech Asher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha Lalechet Ba. Lalechet is positive, not negative. So it's referring to some type of mitzvah aseh. And that indeed is what the Brayta says. When it says lalechet, in the case of hadocha, it's referring to mitzvah aseh. And then when it says lalechet ba, that ba is a reference to a mitzvah alav, a mitzvah zlota aseh, which apparently is not the actual ikur iser of avodas kechovim. Now, it's mashma that this is coming to tell me, and besides the din of avodas kechovim, there's also a din of a novi who tells you to be over on a mitzvah asay, or he tells you to be over on a mitzvah loita asay. That's also considered to be ladichacha, which of course is completely not true, according to what Rav Chisda just said. Rav Chisda says there is no such iser in ladichacha. That would only be included in a Navi Sheker. Taina's Rav Amnuna to Rav Chisda. If what you're saying is correct, Rav Chisda, so then how do you explain the lashon of a mitzvah aseh and a lo taseh? If you're talking about avodas kechovim, then where's their mitzvah aseh? Aseh b'avodat kechovim heichem hashkachas la? So obviously this parsha of a Navi Hamidiach is talking about other mitzvahs as well, and not only avodas kechovim. Tirgama Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, what's the problem? There's also a mitzvah aseh. What is that? They're supposed to break up all of the things that were used for Avodah Zarah. That's a mitzvah aseh. So if the Navi tells you, the Navi Hamidiach tells you to not do that, so then that's also a Navi Hamidiach. Maybe that's all that it's saying. In which case, I still stand by what I said. There's two completely different ideas of a Navi Sheker. One is Navi Sheker who either lies or tells you to be over on a mitzvah like Shabbos, anything but Avodas Kechovim. And then there's the separate Parsha in Re'eh about a Navi Hamidiach was referring only to Avodas Kechovim. So Rav Chisda stands by his approach. Rav Amnuna does not agree, and therefore he says, actually, I would say, the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim, in which according to the Chachamim, the Chiyav is Skila for Navi Hamidiach, and according to Rabbi Shimon, the Chiyav is Chenek for Navi Hamidiach, it applies across the board, whether it's Avodas Kechovim or whether it's any other mitzvahs, because a Navi Hamidiach, as I just proved to you from the Brayta, is not limited to Avodas Kechovim. Now, when it comes to the question of Kiyam Miktsas and Mito Miktsas, there's a difference. Because B'nogei Avodah Zarah, you're never, ever able to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, just for today, let's do Avodas Kechovim. But B'nogei other mitzvahs, you could. So by Avodas Kechovim, The Tia Mixas, Habito Mixas, Tavaris Kechovim. We're over there, the Torah said, Min HaDerech, which is Mifilumi Mixas HaDerech. That is all included. And there, I agree with what Rav Chisda is saying. But, Benogea Kia Mixas, Ubita Mixas, in other mitzvahs, everybody agrees that in that case, he would be Potter, because we actually believe the Navi when he says this is the way the Rambam understands it. So let's go over, if everybody could please let me see them, I would be really grateful. It's very lonely here with just a bunch of names on the screen. Thank you. I appreciate it. Okay. So let's just go over to make sure that we understand the differences between Rav Chisda's approach and Rav Amnuna's approach. We started off with the machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon. Is the Chiyav a Chiyav of a Novi, Amidiyach, a Chiyav of Skila, which we would learn out from the Hadacha, and that would be a actual Mekubo, a comparison that was made in the Torah according to the Chachamim, a Gzeres Shava, that they were Mekabo, which Rabbi Shimon had not been Mekabo. So according to the Chachamim, it was Skila, and according to Rabbi Shimon, it was Chenek. That's one given. The other given is that there are two parshas in the Torah, one in Re'eh and one in Shoftim, that discuss the dinim of a Navi who lies. One is called the Navi Hamidiach, because it says that he uses that language. That's in Re'eh. And then we have another parsha in which a Navi is actually saying things that he wasn't said to say. It doesn't say anything about Idichacha. Now, the question is, what is the difference between these two parshios? And which one of these parshios is the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim, Legabe the Chiyav Misa? Which one is it referring to? Now, there's a further bifurcation, which is a hadocha entirely, to completely erase a mitzvah from the Torah, or a kiyam mixas ubito mixas. So we have basically three different interconnecting elements that are variables, which is what makes this a little bit confusing, right? So we said like this, that according to Rav Chisda, things are very clear. According to Rav Chisda, the parsha in Re'eh that's talking about a Novi Hamidiach is only referring to Avodas Kechovim. Since in that parsha it also says Min HaDerech, it is referring to either the entire idea of Avodas Kechavim, which would mean that a Navi claims there's no Isra of Avodah Zarah, or this Avodah Zarah is completely mutter. That's complete erasure of Avodah Zarah. And furthermore, since it uses the Lashon Min HaDerech, it means even if you just say, just for today, let's do Avodah Kechavim, that's what God told me to do, also, he's considered to be a Navi Hamidiyah. According to Rav Chisda, there's no mention whatsoever of any other mitzvah in that parsha of Re'eh. So when we get to Shoftim later, and there we hear about a Navi who says things that he wasn't said to say, that includes whether he predicts something that isn't true, or whether he mentions another Navi's Nevi'ahs, which he didn't get, or even if he tells you, let's stop doing such and such a mitzvah. That's considered to be a Navi Sheker. That is not a Navi Amidiyah. And the case of a Navi Sheker, even the Chachamim agree, is only a Chiyav of Chenek. And in that, they agree with Rabbi Shimon, that it's Chenek and not Skila. So Rav Chisda has things very straightforward. If a Navi tells you, to, let's not do Shabbos this week, you listen to him, and he's not considered to be a Navi Sheker, and therefore, obviously, he's Potter. Masha Inkin, Rav Amnuna says, the Machlokas about the Navi Hamidiach is not only about a Navi who tells you to do Avodas Kechavim, it's also about a Navi who tells you not to do a Mitzvah Saseh, or to do a Mitzvah Lotaseh, but only if he says, this is canceled. But if he says, I was told to do this today, then we listen to him. And what would be the Chiyav according to the Chachamim? It's the Chiyav of a Novi Amidiach, says Rav Amnuna. And therefore it would be a Chiyav of Skila. And Aliba Rabbi Shimon, we learn it out, says he, because he doesn't have that Gzeres Shava. So he learns it out from Hadokah, which is a chiyuv only of Chenek. That's where the Machlokas is. So this is a very, very different approach than we had before. Now, there's another brisa that makes it clear. Tana Rabbana, Hamitnabeh la'akor davar min haTorah, chayav, l'kayim miksas, l'vatal miksas. What about somebody? Now, this brisa is a very big problem because it seems to go against everything that we just said. Here it says that everybody's made it, that if a Navi says, let's cancel a particular mitzvah, he would be chayiv. And this is true, apparently, whether it's the Rabbonin or whether it's Rabbi Shimon, they don't seem to have any machlokas. That's first problem, because they certainly do have a machlokas about what the chiyuvim are. Levatel, the kayem miktsas, levatel miktsas, Rabbi Shimon, it's mashwa only Rabbi Shimon, says that you're putter, which is a problem, because we said everybody said that you're putter. And if we're talking about Averis Gechovim, even if the Navi said, let's just do Averis Gechovim today, and tomorrow we'll burn it all up and we'll throw it out, in this case, everybody's Mutter is Chayev, which is Mashma, that everybody is Mutter, that they're Chayev the same thing, which is also not true. So this is really, I mean, a ridiculous price according to what it is that we said until now. So none of this should be true because it doesn't mention any kind of machlokas at all over here. Because first of all, everybody agrees that Pito Miksas, Akim Miksas is absolutely mutter, will even listen to him when it comes to other mitzvahs in the Torah. And this brisa says only Rabbi Shimon is the one who actually said that that would be okay. I mean, that certainly is not true. And besides that, we also have what appears to be another contradiction to what we said before, because it says everybody is Meida, that he's Chayav Misa, which is Bashma, that they're Meida, that it's the same Chayav Misa, which is not true, because what we were talking about before is that there's a big machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachomim, at least according to Rav Amnuna. Because Rav Amnuna says even other things besides Averis Gechavim are included in Navi Hamidiach. And over here it's Mashma that the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon would agree, which does not work out according to Rav Amnuna. And furthermore, I mean, what's crazy is that it says if we're talking about a case of Averis Gechavim, that everybody agrees that he's Chayev, even if it's Min HaDerech, even if it's for just one day or for 1 hour. And it's Mashma over here that both Rav Chista and Rav Amnuna hold that this is part of the Navi Hamidiach and that they're agreeing, but they aren't agreeing. Everybody, even Rav Chista, forget about only Rav Amnuna, even Rav Chista says that the machlokas between the Chachomim and Rabbi Shimon about whether the Chiyuv is Skila or whether the Chiyuv is Chenek certainly applies to the case of Averis Gechovim, which for sure is what the case in Re'eh is referring to. So every last thing about this braita seems really weird. I mean, unless it's just being very, very opaque on purpose, well, the truth is, it's easy to make the braita work out. Let's take a look at how either case, whether you hold like Rav Chista, whether you hold like Rav Nuna, you could make the braita work. Abaya, he held like Rav Chista, and he explains the braita of Libel Rav Chista. Rava held like Rav Amnuna, and because of that, he was mitaritz the braita according to Rav Amnuna. So let's take Abaya first. Abaya held like Rav Chista and explained the braita like Rav Chista as follows. We start off with Amit Nabela Kardavar Minatera, Divrei Hakol Bechenek. Now, that would be completely true, right? Because, I mean, that's what Rav Chista says. If it's anything but Avodah Zarah, then we're not talking about a Navi Amidiyah. We're only talking about a Navi Sheker. The Chachomim agree that a Navi Sheker is a Chiyuv of Chenek. So that first part of Braita, it works out perfectly well, says Abaye. Only Rav Amnuna is going to have a problem with it, but I don't care about Rav Amnuna because I don't agree with Rav Amnuna. Continuing, L'kayim miksat u'levatel miksat. When it says Rabbi Shimon Poter, obviously it doesn't mean only Rabbi Shimon Poter. It means that even Rabbi Shimon is Poter. It's just making it clear who it is. We mention over here Rabbi Shimon. Why? Because we wanted to make it clear that the first part of the Braita, which was, it was just Stam. It didn't say anybody's approach. And it said over there that you're Chayev Misa, whereas if you do only part, you would be Potter. What are we referring to? So we mention Rabbi Shimon so that you should understand that a Libet Rabbi Shimon, and only a Libet Rabbi Shimon, it would be, in this case, a Chayev of Chenek. But the first part that we said that didn't mention Rabbi Shimon, it's telling me that over there, it must be that if we're not talking about Avodas Kerchovim, everybody agrees that it's actually only Chenek and not Skila. That is Bedavka, what the Braita wanted us to understand, that if we're talking about other things, don't make the mistake like Rebbe Nuna mistook, namely that there's a Chiyuv Skila as a Novi Amidiach even for Chilul Shabbos or some other, that's not true. That's why we mention Rabbi Shimon in the Sefer, so that we should know that the Reisha is good according to everybody. That's how I understand the first part of the Braita. And then it continues on to say that Mashenkin, when it comes to Avodas Kerchovim, even one moment, Hayom Ibdu, Lamochar Bitlu, you would be Chayiv. So you said, whoa, what do you mean? Isn't it a machlokas? What's your chayev? Yeah, it is. So what's the big deal? Everybody agrees you're chayev. Market itle, market itle. Obviously, the Achamim say you're chayev by skila. And Rabbi Shimon says you're chayev by chenek. But we're not coming to discuss here what the chayev is. And therefore, we left it opaque on purpose so that whatever it is you learn, you can read into this bright. That doesn't bother me. Mashenkin Rova learns like Rebbe Nuna. He's metarich the bright alibra Rebbe Nuna. So he reads it like this. Amitnabela kordavar mina Torah. Anything, right? We're talking about over here. Because according to Rebbe Nuna, the bright could be referring to a Novi Amidiach. And a Novi Amidiach is not only Avodas Kerchovim according to Rebbe Nuna, because it says lalechet ba, which includes mitzvah zaseh, mitzvah zotaseh. Therefore, bein ba'avodat kochavim, bein b'shara mitzvot, everybody agrees he's chayev. Now, that doesn't mean everybody agrees what he's chayev. You were the one who said that. Market itle. Yes, we're talking about the parsha of the Novi Amidiach in Re'eh, and everybody agrees you're chayev Misa, right? Okay, I'm not here to tell you what Misa. As you know, there's a machlokas between Rabbi Shimon, who holds that it's chenek, and the Rabbanan, who holds that it's skila, and that's up to you to figure out. Now, let's continue. If they said the kayem mitzvot or the vatel mitzvot, so then it depends. If it's b'shar mitzvot, Rabbi Shimon paters, and of course the Rabbanan paters as well. So the idea over here is that you might have thought that look, Rabbi Shimon, I mean the chiyav according to the Chachomi is a chiyav of skila. So you want okay? So you want to know. According to Rabbi Shimon, he's a potter even from the lesser chiyuv. So in other words, it's clear that even Rabbi Shimon says, look, he only would be chayev anyway, chenek, that here he's not chayev anything at all. That's true for the Rabbanan as well, but the Rabbanan go all the way from skila. Ubavodat kochavim, then even if he says levato mixas, meaning mixas for 1 minute, hayom ivdu, lamachar bitlu, everybody agrees that he's chayev. Now, I'm not telling you what he's chayev. That's a machlokas. Market itle, chachomim hold he's chayev b'skila. And market itle, Rabbi Shimon holds he's chayev b'chenek. So I can read in either approach to this price. This doesn't bother me. So let's go back to the halacha l'maaseh over here. It says Rabbi Avraham, Rabbi Yochanan, look, whenever a Navi will come along and tell you to be over on Divrei Torah, b'kol, im yomar lecha Navi avor al Divrei Torah, you listen to the Navi. As long as you know that he is established as a Navi with, as we said yesterday, with a chazaka that he's a Navi. So if Eliyahu comes to tell you on Har Carmel, let's do an Isser D'Oraisa, which is an Isser Kares, namely, we're going to bring a carbon b'chutz, listen to him. That's fine. That's levato mikzas. The only case where we would never be listening to him is chutz mi'avodat kochavim. And I don't give a hang what this guy does. Afilu ma'amid l'chachama be'emtza rakia. He can make the sun stand still, you understand? I don't give a hang what he does. He makes the sun stand still. He makes the earth turn backwards. It makes no difference to me what he does. Al tishmalo, there's no meaning whatsoever to what he's doing. And Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, why in fact does the Torah tell you, even if he does, he makes the sun stand still, upo ha'otahu. So why would the Torah give the power to a Navi that's telling you to do Avedis Kochavim? Why would he give you this power? Because, igia Torah l'sov da'atah shel Avedis Kochavim. Look, the Torah understands the way that people think when it comes to Avodah Zarah. What they think is that everything revolves around technology. You know, they don't know anything about technology. So whatever it is that they see, they're very primitive. Avodah Zarah is primitive in its essence. So it's projections. So God only knows what technology will be available to them or what type of trickery will be available to them or optical delusion. I don't know. So basically the Torah says, look, whatever the heck the guy does, it means absolutely nothing. You understand? He can make the earth stand still. Makes no difference. Lefichach, not Torah, memshala, but the Torah bedavka says, this is what they're going to be able to do. That afil ma'amid l'chachama b'emtza rakia, al tishmalo. It makes absolutely no difference. You know that wonderful, incredible story of my uncle Zatzal, Reb Noach. It was like, I think, his most brilliant moments. Where a guy, he's in the middle of this, hundreds of people, he's giving this talk, and a guy stops and he says, listen, Rabbi, I understand what you're saying, but I've been at these, religious meetings, and I saw a guy who had been crippled his whole life. The guy was never able to walk, and the preacher told him, just say, I believe in Yoshka Pipik, and you'll be able to walk again. And I saw with my own eyes, I saw the moment that he said his emuna in Yoshka Pipik, he threw away his crutches, and he's walking freely. So what do you say about that? And his brilliant answer was, I'm like, how do you answer a guy like that? Well, it doesn't matter. The Torah says it doesn't matter. Yeah, okay. It doesn't matter, you know. You're not going to pay any attention to this rabbi when he can't do any tricks. So instead, what he says is, so let me tell you something. You could be all heard this, but it's worthwhile hearing again because it's so perfect. It's so hilarious. He says, listen, a guy walks into the UN General Assembly and he just walks into the middle of the room, waves his arm. The entire UN is lifted up into space and there they are on the moon. You know? Okay. He says, now watch this. Waves his hands again. The entire UN is brought down to the bottom of the sea. It all turns transparent and they can watch the octopus's garden. Wonderful. And he keeps doing shtick like this. Okay. Then he says to them, okay, now you've seen what I can do. Do you know who I am? I am God. Everybody bows down, except, of course, for the ambassador from Israel. Ah, says he, the Jews again, they never accept God when he shows his face. Says the ambassador, he says, look, it's obvious why I don't bow down. Let me tell you something. If you would have said before, do you know who I am? I am a frog. Would anybody have believed that you're a frog, even though you did all these incredible things? No. Why not? Because we know what a frog is, and you are not a frog. So all of these other idiots, you say, I am God. They don't know what God is. So you say, I am God. So fine, they all bow down. But we Jews, we do know what God is. And you ain't no God. So that's exactly the point of the pasuk over here. I don't care what he does. What does it have to do with the issue that we're discussing? So therefore, because I can move you to Mars, because of that, you should worship Avodah Zarah? Like, it's that no connection. Anyway, it's very beautiful. Tanya, Omar Rabbi Akiva, I disagree. I don't believe these guys could do anything at all. It's ridiculous. Chas v'shalom, shekadosh baruch hu ma'amid chamal over ratzono. What do you think? We're playing games over here just to show people that they should pay no attention to Avodah Zarah? This would never happen. The point over here is that it's talking about somebody like we had yesterday, like Hananya ben Azor. So he was a Navi Emes. And he had established himself as a Navi Emes. So let's say he would have established himself as a Navi Emes by being Mamid, the sun in the middle of the Rakia, right? And then he turned sour, like what happened to him after this whole Maisa with your Miyo. So you'll say, and if he would have said to be Ovid Avodah Zarah, and the week before he was Mamid Chama, and he really was a Navi Emes at that point, so I should believe him. Therefore, don't believe him. That's all I'm saying. So, kigod chadanya ben azor, shemitchilato, navi amit, ulubesof, navi shaker. That's the only time that we need this pasuk to pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. But actually, there would never be a time that an avedis kachovim could actually make you see things that would fool you into believing in what it is that he's saying. Now, back to the Mishnah. So what was the last part of the Mishnah? That the case where we have the last two cases that we're talking about, giving a chiyuv of chenek, would be by Zomen Bei Bat Kohen, where the Bat Kohen herself, who is Mizana, is chayevet, the chiyuv of Vinisrafat, so that would be at Aviyah Mechalalet, so she's chayev Sreifa. But the man who sleeps with her, the adulterer, he's not chayev Sreifa. He has the same chiyuv as any other eshetish. So he would be chayev chenek. Now, what happens if Adim come along and they testify that this male slept with this female, the female being a bat kohen, and therefore he should be chayev, the chiyuv of a regular eshetish, which is chenek, and she should be chayevet, the special din of a bat kohen, which is sreifa. Now, what happens? We find out that there's Zomanim, and we have to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Kasher Zomam. But there's two different Chiyuvim over here. Which Chiyuv do we give them? Do we give them the Edim, the Chiyuv of the Bat Kohen, or do we give the Chiyuv of the Edim, the Chiyuv of the Boel? Or do we give them both, and therefore we choose the one that's more Chamor? What do we do? Well, here, Minani Mili, Omer of Acha Bereder of Ika, the Tanya. The Brisa says like this, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ma Talmud Lomar, ask yourself why in the mitzvah of Kasher Zomam, the Torah puts in the word la'achiv. Why does it say vasitem lo kasher zomam la'sot la'achiv? Why doesn't it say kasher zomam la'sot? What's the difference between a male and female? That's because of fishikol amumatim shebatorah, zomameyem uboaleyem kayotzebem. Any time that we have a chiv misa in the Torah for the arayas, it would make no difference, the male, the female, and the Edim Zomimim. It's all one Misa, whatever that Misa is, for that particular Erva. That's the normal case. But we have a special case of a Bat Kohen. The Bat Kohen, only he Bisrefa, but Ein Boaleo Bisrefa. That's why it says, Et Aviyah Hi Mechalelet. That means that it's dependent specifically on her relationship that is the Chiyav Be'esh Tisaref. Ashenkin, the male, ain bo'ala b'sreifa. So now, what happens if there's Edim Zomimim? So if Edim Zomimim come along, they were going to be Machayev, each one a separate mitzvah's misa. Eini yodea, im lo hukshu. So what misa do we give to the Edim Zomimim? His or hers? That's why Kishu Omer, kasher zamam la'asot la'achiv, that means la'achiv, Velo la'achoto. So it specifies that the Zeimenei Baskayin do not get the chiyuv of both of them, and therefore will give them the more chomer, which is Sreifa, only la'asot la'achiv, and nothing else. Hadran alach, Elohein hanechanakim. Wow. Whoa. I'm telling you, beautiful. Absolutely wonderful. All right, so now what happens? We get to our next parak. The next parak is actually not so clear that it's the next parak. That's the problem. Because in this parak, we're going to also have the remainder of the dinim that we had in the ninth parak, which is Iranidachas. And at this, all of a sudden, like we left out the whole part of the end of the ninth parak, and the Mishnah talks about Iranidachas. And we're going to wait until we get to the middle of the 11th parak. Well, meanwhile, we had the whole 10th parak, and we discussed everything else, including the Nechanakim. We're over there. We were talking about the case of the Nisrafim and the Neharagim. How did that happen? It's a complete mess up. And in fact, if you take a look in the Mishnah, if you take a look in the Yerushalmi, this parak is not parak Yud Aleph. This parak, which is Chelek, Kol Yisrael Yeshev Chelek Olam Haba, is Perek Yud. And then the Perek that we just learned, that would be the closing of the Masechet. And that certainly seems to be more reasonable. So those Rishonim will actually speak out that no, that this is the correct order. They understand that the Nafkamina, why would we have kept the Dinim of Iranidachas till the end? Because we were never talking about the Dinim of anything but Yechidim. So first we go through all of the dinim of the Yechidim. How do we actually process? What's the judicial process? And what's the way in which we actually carry out this chiyuvei mitot? Then after we finish all of that, we then go over, since we were talking about the elu that are chayvei mis b'dei shamayim and elu that are chayvei mis b'dei adam. So now we already go into what's the din of a korez b'dei shamayim, someone who doesn't have a chelik in Olam Haba b'dei shamayim, so that this basically is a continuation of that kind of concept at the end of all of the other chayvei mises, and then we go back to the rabbin. Okay, in any event, if you see the difference in the Mishnayos, or you see that in the Yerushalmi, it appears in backwards order, you should understand that there's a big machlokas about what indeed is the correct order that Rebbe was koveya. So Kol Yisrael yesh lem chelek lom haba. So there are a lot of major hashkafas, which are negea din and ancient, and therefore belong over here in Sanhedrin, because after all, there's a bezdin shalmala and a bezdin shalmata, and kol makom sheyesh din lamata and din lamala. So it's a very deep Elohim nitzav ba'adat el. It's a very deep connection between the inyanim of din in Olam Hazeh and inyanim of din in the Shamayim, which includes ultimate din, the question of Chelek L'Olam Haba, the Shaila of Trias HaMesim. So first the Mishnah asserts that Kol Yisrael Yesh Lem Chelek L'Olam Haba. It's a given that there's a Chelek in Olam Haba, even from birth, as we'll see. Shnema Va'amech Kulam Tzadikim Lo'olam Yirshu Oretz Netzer Mata'ai Ma'aseh Yadai Le'itpa'er. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, first of all, this is what is given as the Nishmas Yisrael. It's a given that once Klal Yisrael is coming to being, then they are meant to be everything. But it's possible to destroy your Chelek in Olam Haba. So Elu She'ein Lam Chelek Olam Haba, and they have taken themselves out of the nature of Kol Yisrael, because they're no longer part of the Emunas Yisrael, and the Am Yisrael, who stands for the Inyonim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Somebody who says, "In Chiyat HaMetim in HaTorah." Now, notice that it doesn't say he doesn't believe in Chiyat HaMetim. It says, "In Chiyat HaMetim in HaTorah." He says, I believe that 100% that there is a concept of Chiyat HaMetim. I just will believe that all of the Sukkim that seem to be Mashman, I don't think it's in the Torah, but I believe it's certainly true, and it makes tremendous sense. Basically, a person participates in life. He is born with a sense of the permanence of existence that I believe in. But he doesn't believe it's Minat Torah. Or, he says, I don't believe that the Torah was given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu. This is true, whether he says this about Torah Shabbat Bichtam or Torah Shabbat Be, as we'll see. Or is an apikaris. So an apikaris bepashas a reference to someone who's mezalzel in the Rabbanan. We'll see in the Gemara. And Rabbi Akiva Omer, even somebody who's korei the Sforim HaChitzoniim, we'll see what that means later on in the Gemara, we'll talk about what are HaChitzoniim, and HaLochesh HaLamaka, V'Amer Kol HaMachala Shesamti B'Mitzrayim, Lo Hasim Alecha, Ki Ani Hashem Rofecha, and people who utilize Divrei Torah for superstition and religious nonsense and are mezalzel in the Torah, which is a bizoyin. So he spits over, you know, over some pain that he has. He says incantations from the pasuk, which is a terrible use of the pasuk. And Abba Shaul says, even somebody who says the Shem Hashem with the letters as they're written and not how it's meant to be pronounced. Now we have Shlosha Melachim, the Arba'a Hediyotot, Ein Lam Chelek Olam Haba. We have identified in the Torah, meaning the entire Torah and Tanakh, three individuals who are Melachim, and they are Rishayim that don't have Chelek Olam Haba, and they stand as a model for the type of person that doesn't belong in Olam Haba and has lost his kesher to the Kol Yisrael. And there are four famous individuals who are not Melachim, but who nonetheless you will know about them also from the Torah, and they are people that also have no chelik in Olam Haba, and here they are. The Shlosha Melachim are Yeravam, Achav, and Menashe, who were very active in Avodas Kerchavim. Menashe did many other things, which the Gemara will talk about later. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, not true, because Menashe did tshuva, and therefore Menashe has a chelik in Olam Haba. Because it says, Vayitalel Elav, Vayishma Techinato, Vayishivei Yerushalayim Lamalchuto, HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard the tefillahs of Menashe after he gave up and he was completely Mevaze himself. When he was sitting there in Bovel and he's in the dungeon and he goes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has him brought back to Yerushalayim, to his Malchus. So you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted his tshuva. Amr lo, Tzidach HaChonim said to Rabbi Yehuda, it never says that he was given back his chelik in Olam Haba, does it? It stresses over there, Vayashiveo Yerushalayim l'malchuto. Why does it stress l'malchuto? Because only l'malchuto yeshivo, v'lo l'chai le'olam haba yeshivo. He wasn't given back his chelik in Olam Haba. There'll be big discussions about each and every one of these cases in the Gemara. And who are the Arba Hediyotot? Bilam, which shows that even an Oved Avodah Zarah would have had a Chelek in Olam Haba, but he lost it apparently by becoming the Rasha that he was. Doeg, Achitofel, and Gehazi. So all of these we'll discuss in detail. Now the question is, what is the big deal about saying, I don't believe that Tiyas HaMesim is Minat Torah, but I absolutely believe, I'm a firm believer, and I say every day, Ani Maimin B'Emunah Shlema B'Tiyas HaMesim, I don't understand, how can I lose my Chelek in Olam Haba if I am such a wonderful, firm believer? Tana, so the Brisa says, look, since you're a Kefir in Tiyas HaMesim, so why would you have a chelek in something you don't believe in? Now, this is one of the most incredible Mishnayos, Pirushim in the Mishnah in all of Shas. And as Rashi explains it so beautifully, what do you mean, hu kafar b'tchiyat hametim? He wasn't. He said, I believe with all my heart in tchiyat hametim. I don't understand what you're saying. Where was he kofar b'tchiyat hametim? So these words of Rashi have to be repeated mamash by everybody constantly. What's the meaning of hu kafar b'tchiyat hametim if he didn't? So basically, Rashi says that the idea over here is, remember these words, ma lanu v'le'emunato. What do we have in common with this guy's beliefs? What do you mean? He believes exactly what we believe. Every last thing that we put into the catechism, you know, he believes it too. Yeah, the problem is that there ain't no such thing as a catechism. It only comes from the psukim and the Torah. We believe the Torah. Now you say, but he believes the same thing. Yeah, but that has nothing to do with us. Ma lanu v'lemunato. What do we have in common with this emuna? You understand how incredible that is? People, I've mamash had people say this to me. You know, like, oh, I'm a total maimon, but I don't believe in any of these drushes and stuff like that. But, you know, and this is Rashi's point. We don't care what you believe. You believe any crap you want to believe. That has nothing in common with a system that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that exposes to us the nature of reality. And therefore, the Gemara says, as a pash this year, I believe 100%. No, he's kefir b'tchias ha-mesim. He's basically saying he doesn't believe in tchias ha-mesim. No, I believe. No, you're claiming out loud you don't believe. So if you don't believe in something, how could you share in the reality of something that your own mind fully rejects? It's impossible. And therefore, if you're kefir b'tchias ha-mesim, so obviously you can't have a chelik in tchias ha-mesim. Lefichach lo yelo chelik b'tchias ha-mesim. Why? Because poetry, my friend, poetry, that's what it's all about. It's not about fair or unfair. It's about poetry. And after all, kol midotav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mida keneged mida. But it's not fair. But it's poetic justice, isn't it? The Omrib Shmuel Bar Nachmini, Amar Rabbi Yonatan, minayin shekol midotav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu mida keneged mida. Everything fits perfectly. And it has nothing to do with life is fair. Because fair is just another thing that you create in your own mind. But real fairness is the reality. Reality is always going to be tiferes and poetry. So if this is how you live, this is how you die. And we see this from the beautiful story. Inayin shekol midotav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu mida keneged mida. So here what's happening. We are in the middle of the most horrific siege in which people are dying left and right. There's nothing at all to be had. And it looks like it's all over. So what happens is Elisha says, Shimu Dvar Hashem. Listen here, people, you need to understand that what is going to happen here in Shomron is that, I'm not telling you how, but you should just know, Ko Amar Hashem, at this time tomorrow, an entire sa'a of solet will cost one shekel. Sa'atayim sa'arim will cost one shekel, Bishar Shomron. Shar, of course, has a double meaning. It's also the meaning of the posted price. Now, a sa'a of solet at that point was worth $100,000. And Elisha is saying, you can get it for a penny tomorrow. So the Shalish, who is one of the members of the army that was on top, and he was protecting the king and so on. So he says, Vayana Shalisha Shalamelech Nishana Yado et Isha Elohim. He speaks up and says to Elisha, I mean, that is such a bunch of garbage. I don't give a hang if God would make arubot bashamayim. I mean, he could open up these granaries in the sky and have the stuff pouring down out of the heavens. You would never get that cheap tomorrow from $100,000 to a penny. I'm sorry. It's not possible. So Elisha says to him, not possible. You will see it, but you won't get to eat any of it. Misham lo tochel. And indeed, that's what happens the next day. There's this mad rush at the gates when all of a sudden all of the things that the army had, they ran away in the middle of the night. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a vision that they were being attacked, and they hear the army's coming. They run away and everything is free. And people run out to get the food and they trample that guy to death. And Yirmisu Oto Ha'am Bishar Vayamot. Now, wait a minute, says the Gemara. How does that prove that everything is Mida Keneged Mida? Maybe the reason that he was trampled this way is because Elisha cursed him. I mean, if Elisha curses you, you figure things, bad things are going to happen. Heck, he might even have bears coming out of the forest and eat you up. So you never know what could happen in that. The Omer of Yudom Arav, Gilalat Chacham, Afilachinamiba. Even if that wasn't supposed to be what was going to happen to him, if Elisha says it would happen, it would happen. Nah. Because Im Kain, if it was because of Elisha, it should just have said, Vayimasu Vayomot. They trampled him and he died. Why does it say they trampled him at the gates? The gates isn't important. But the point is, it's because of what he had said about the Shaar Shomron, right? Elisha had said that, and he had come along, and he says, no, it's because of the Yizkei Shaar. So that's why he died, not because of what Elisha had said. And, says Rabbi Yochanan, minayin l'tchiyat ha-meitim min ha-Torah, so where the Mishnah claims that this guy should have accepted that yesh tchiyat ha-meitim min ha-Torah. Where is there a pasuk min ha-Torah? Shenemar, untatem mimeno et trumat Hashem le'aharon ha-Kohen. Now, how in the world could you give the Trumas Meiser to Aharon HaKohen if Aaron never even made it into Eretz Yisrael and there was no Chiyav of Truma? V'chi Aaron lo'olam kayam, alo lo nichnas le'Eretz Yisrael, shenotim lo Truma. How are you using a model for someone who himself will never have Truma? That doesn't make any sense. Ella, it must teach us, Melame, that of course Aharon HaKohen is a perfect model to use because he will be atid lichyot v'yisro notim lo truma, and therefore he serves just as he did in all elements for the Kune Gedela. He serves as a Kohen model for truma as well. And mikam l'tchiyat ha-mitim in ha-Torah, otherwise it would be ridiculous to use him as the model. Devei Rabbi Yishmael Tana, the meaning of mentioning Aaron over here is not because Aaron is the model of the Kohen. It's because Aaron is the model of a type of person to give truma to. Le Aaron means ke Aaron, just like Aaron was a chover, meaning that he was extremely makbit on all the dinim of tumah v'tahira. The person to give truma to is av banav ha-kohanim. We're talking about only chaverim. But if they're not shamer very, very carefully the dinim of truma, of tuma and truma, then don't do them any favors by giving them truma, because as we'll see, you're just going to kill them. Omer Shmuel bar Nachmini, Omer Rabbi Yonatan minayin she'ein notnim truma l'kohen ha'maretz at all. Shenemar, v'ayomer, this was Chizkiyahu, was saying, v'yoshev Yerushalayim, v'teit menat ha'kohanim v'alaviyim, l'man yechesku b'toras Hashem. Give the chelek to the Kohanim and Levim to enable them to be strong, benogea, the Shmiras Hashem. So obviously you see from here only Hamachzik, Bitoras Hashem, somebody who's careful about all of the mitzvahs, including the Truma and the Tuma and Tyra, but she'inu Machzik, Bitoras Hashem, inu menat. Don't give him a part. Omer of Acha Barada, Omer of Yehuda. It's giving Truma to a Kohen Amoretz would be the same as giving it to a lion, you know? You know what a lion's going to do with a novella? You know whether a lion is going to be deres v'eichel. Maybe he'll sit there and tear it apart in front of your eyes. Maybe not. Yeah, maybe he'll take it back home and put it in the fridge and treat it like a mensch instead of like a lion. But you don't know. A kohen amoretz, it's the same thing. You're saying, yeah, but this guy, I mean, he's a good guy. Yeah, he's a good guy. Suffolk ochle betara, suffolk ochle betuma. But since he doesn't know what he's doing, it doesn't matter. Rabbi Yochanan, you think you're doing him a favor? You're doing the coin a favor by giving him truma? And he may die because of that? Afgorim lo mitai, maybe killing this guy. Shenemar metu b'kirchalalu. For going chas v'shalom to eat truma betuma? So you would have doing him the wonderful gift of giving him a grave. Devei Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Tana. Af meisio avon ashma. It's not just that he's going to be chayev. It's worse than that. He's going to be carrying this horrific oven on him as a stain on his existence. Shenemar v'isio otam avon ashmam bochlam ekotchehem. The Torah says, after saying v'lo yechalalu es kotcheh b'nei Yisrael asher yorimu la'ashem, v'isio otam avon ashmam. Avon ashmam, my God, to be saddled with guilt and with terrible sin. I mean, this is what you want to do as a favor to a guy? Tanya Rabbi Simoy Yomer, minayin l'tchiyat ha-bitim in ha-Torah, here it's talking about Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. What do you mean, latet lahem? It should be saying, latet lahem. Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov are long gone. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I made a promise to give them Eretz Canaan, Lachem lo ne'emar, ela lahem, mikan l'tchiyat ha-metim min ha-Torah. Shalun minim et Rabbi Gamliel. So the minim, who were like the Tzedukim, who were kaifer in the Tchiyas HaMesi, so they asked Rabbi Gamliel, where does it say, minayin shakadosh baruch hu b'chayim etim? Omar lahem, min ha-Torah, min ha-Nevi'im, min ha-Ketuvim. He brought them a raya from all over. Torah, Nevi'im, Ketuvim. But they refused to accept his raya. V'lo kiblu mimenu. So where did it, min ha-Torah? Dichtiv, v'yomer Hashem l'Moshe, incha shochev im avotecha v'kam. Here HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, you will be lying with your forefathers, meaning you will be dying, and then you will get up again. V'kam. So I said to him, what makes you read the pasuk like that? It's Hincha shochevim avotecha, and then the next piece is V'kam ha'am hazeh v'zana. I mean, how do you read the pasuk in such a crazy way? So obviously, the meaning over here, as the many of the achronim explain, the psukim in the Torah are written in a way that a word can be used before and after. As a matter of fact, the Gemara elsewhere talks about some of the terminology that ain't lo hechreya. We're not 100% clear how to read it. Do we stop at point A or do we stop at point B? What that means is, how do we read it in terms of the kriya? But words that are specifically put in a place where they can be read in two directions, and over here, the shochev v'kam is very suggestive. And therefore, the understanding is that it's meant to be v'kam in both directions. Hincha shochevim avatecha v'kam, and meanwhile v'kam amazev v'zana. Obviously, we're not disagreeing that, of course, v'kam amazev v'zana has to be held together, because amazev v'zana doesn't mean anything. But the point is that it's specifically written in that way to be a play on words that will be part of the Shidduch HaShochev. So they said, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's just coincidence, and maybe it only means V'kam HaAmazeh. So then he told them a raya from Nevi'im. And it says, after all, beautiful Pasuk in Yeshayahu, talking about the Shir Lasid Lavai, Yichyu Meitecha, Nevelati Kumun, Hakitsu Verananu, Shochnei Afar, Kitalorot Talecha, Veretz Rafaim Tapil. So what is this talking about? It's talking about the dead living. It's talking about the Nevelas, which means even Nephelim that were never born will come spring to life. And the Eretz Rafaim, that will be the end of the land of ghosts. There are no more ghosts. Everything is alive and fresh and due. Baktal. So, you're going to deny that? I mean, how do you explain that if it's not referring to Tchiyas HaMesi? So they said, no, it is referring to Tchiyas HaMesi, but it's not referring to Tchiyas HaMesi for you and me and for the general populace. It's referring to a one-time event, which we know happened in Yechezkel. That was the whole story of going out and the Atzamot HaYeveshot. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks him, do you think that these Atzamot HaYeveshot HaTichyena? And so that's what it's referring to. Well, of course, there could be one-time miracles and so on that we agree to, but we never saw anywhere that we're promised to be resurrected. We don't accept that. All right. So then Rabbi Gamliel brought him a pasuk min haketuvim. Dichtiv, v'chichech giyen atov, holech ledodi lemesharim, dovev sivsei yishenim. So here it says beferish in Shir HaShirim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will move the lips of those who are sleeping, meaning that they're dead, they're in the grave, and they will be waking up. So the Tzedukim said, maybe that just means, just that their lips will move, like Rabbi Yochanan explained. The Omer Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Beyot Sadak. Anybody who's quoted a Dvar HaHalacha that he said during his lifetime, and people quote him in his death, Siftotav Dovavot Bekever, Shinema Dovev Sifte Yishenim. So, I mean, if Rabbi Yochanan darshan the pasuk like that, you know, so what are you telling us? We have to accept your drasha. We don't accept your drasha. Finally, Rabbi Gamliel brought them a pasuk that they couldn't deny. Ad she'amar lahem mikra zeh, asher nishba Hashem la'avotechem latet lahem. It says beferish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to give it to them. Lachem lo ne'emar, ela lahem. Mikan l'tchiyat amitim in haTorah, that they accept. V'yesh omrim, others say what he said was from the pasuk atem advekim b'Hashem Elokechem chayim kulchem hayom. Just like hayom, what does hayom mean? Hayom is here today, gone tomorrow. That's the whole point. Just like hayom kulchem kayamim. That's what it's saying. That it's as real as this instant. Af l'olam haba kulchem chayamim. Shalu romi mit Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Minayin l'akadosh baruch hu mechayim esin. First of all, we want to know, you guys claim that there'll be a resurrection. Where does it say that? And you claim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, even though everything is dependent on human choice, but that nonetheless HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows and is able to see what will be happening in the future. Where do you see that? V'yodea ma sh'atid liyot. Amar lehu, I know it both from one pasuk. Shenemar v'yomer Hashem Moshe, incha shochevim avotecha, v'kam ha'am v'zana. So read it both ways. Incha shochevim avotecha v'kam. So that means that we know that you are going to be alive again. And I'm also telling you what's going to be. The Kama Ama Zevizana, which is a Bechira that they're going to have. And I'm telling you that's what's going to be. Yeah, but they said, so maybe it only means the Kama Ama Zevizana. Okay, said Rabbi Yeshua, good. So now you have half of what you asked me. Fine, all right, you don't like the first part, so at least nekot mi apalga biyadecho. Take the other half. Yodea mashatid liyo. That it clearly means that he does know what's going to be. Itranami, om Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, minayin shakadosh baruch hu mechayeh atamitim, v'yodea mashatid liyot. From that pasuk, incha shochevim avotecha, v'kam ha'am hazeh. Tanya, Omar Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yossi, B'davar zeh ziyafta sifrei minim. I was able to show that the shitas that they have of these minim, that they, the tzedukim, other minim, that they are kaifer b'tchiyas ha-mesim, and according to some of the achrenim, it means that they actually wrote in their sforim, they took out all of the rayas that we had to tchiyas ha-mesim, and therefore, this Adam Asher understands, very cute, because the times that's, I don't know, maybe Rabbi Barnea knows, that there's shinuyim in the girsaot of the sforim, of the shomronim, that according to which, wherever it says, let's say, latet lahem, it's changed to latet lahem. I don't, are you familiar with anything like that? Okay, thanks. That would be wonderful. But in any event, that they changed their sforim to actually read differently so that the rayas that we're bringing in the Gemara wouldn't apply. So Rabbi Yossi says that I showed them that even in this form as they have it, they overlook certain things. I told them, you know, ziyaftim toratchem, you made these editorial changes in your Sifrei Torah, but lo ha'alitem b'yetchem klum, it didn't help you the least bit, because if you claim shatem omrim in t'chiyat amitim in haTorah, just take a look at, what are you going to take out all of these psukim? You forgot some. Harei omer hikaret tikaret nefesh ahi avonaba. Now, how do you explain that hikaret tikaret avonaba? So, I mean, even if you want to say hikaret tikaret means only in olam hazeh. If the person is going to die and be cut off in this world, in what sense is avonaba? So how is there any stain left on something that doesn't exist? So obviously, la'emat, lav l'olam haba, it's got to refer to some level of survival in which there will be an oven that still remains. Omaleir of Papa Labai, but why does you need to go? I don't understand. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi could have simply said, le'emal utarvayom hikaret tikaret. How do you explain the double language, hikaret tikaret? Isn't it, one of them is olam hazeh, one of them is olam haba, right? Why didn't he need avon haba? Because Inu Avi Amri Le, they would have simply said back to him that that doesn't prove anything to us because we believe Dibrat Torah K'lashon B'nei Adam. Remember that there, we have shitas like that, that places where the Torah repeats in a way that is emphasis, such as Hikaret, Hikaret, so to speak, they translate into English, he shall surely be cut off. So then that doesn't mean that it's two separate levels of Karet. So therefore, I wanted to bring him, them, this additional lashon of Avonaba. The truth is that that is a machlokes tanoim, because there's a braita ketanoim. In the braita, it says he karet tikaret, means he karet b'olam hazeh, tikaret olam haba. That's how Rabbi Akiva understood it. But as we know, Rabbi Shmuel dafka, Amar lo Rabbi Shmuel, I don't understand. How are you going to work out all the mentionings of karet? Halo kvar ne'emar, the pasuk before says, et Hashem hu migadev, v'nichreta. Now he holds, remember, we had this machlokas before, according to Rabbi Shmuel, when it says Hashem hu migadev, it's referring to avodas kochavim. So then that would mean that it mentions he karet three times. Because if you learn that migadev, like Rabbi Akiva, is a different thing, and it's referring to Mevarachas Hashem, fine, then everything makes sense. But Rabbi Shmuel is asking on Rabbi Akiva, according to his own shita. My shita is that when it says migadev, it's also referenced to Avodas Kochavim. In which case, how many ikarets could there be, you know? V'chishlosha olamim yesh, what are you going to say? That there, now there's three worlds, what's the new world? Ela, indeed it means like this, v'nichrata b'olam hazeh. And he karet means olam haba. Why does it repeat? He karet, he karet. Dibra Torah kilshon b'nei adam. That is simply, and that's exactly what we mentioned before, that's what the meaning would have said. And in fact, that is what Rabbi Shmuel holds. But wait a minute. Neither Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Akiva have accounted for the pasuk avon haba, which like we made the big fuss over. How are the meaning going to explain avon haba? And they're not accounting for that pasuk at all. Ah, they will say, look at Tanya. They don't understand avon haba to mean the following. Yochel afilo asa teshuvah. You might think ikaret is a function of the act, and it's a sort of a lo yuchal litkot. There's nothing to do about it. Once his neshama is cut off, it's cut off. You might think even if he does teshuvah, that's why it says avonaba, tamud lomar avonaba, lo amarti al bizmancha avonaba. If the avon is still in that nefesh, meaning he hasn't done teshuvah, then ikaret ikaret. Now, we've been talking about the different attacks on Tchiyat HaMetim. There was another attack by Cleopatra. Shala Cleopatra Malkatat Rabbi Meir. And this Cleopatra is just an overall name for that line of queens. Doesn't mean necessarily it's the Cleopatra that we're familiar with historically. Amra, she said, Yadana dechaye shakme. I know that, of course, I see myself from the holy books that the dead will live again. They're going to just come out of the streets of the city the way that the grass will grow from the fields. But I just want to know, how well do I have to dress when I die, you know? I mean, are they going to come out in the clothes that they're wearing, or are they going to come out naked and I get a chance to show off a bit? So, omdim arumim, obil vusheim omdim. So Rabbi Meir answered her, look, I'll prove it to you from wheat. What happens with wheat? You take a wheat grain, you bury it in the ground, and it's completely naked, right? It doesn't have all that beautiful stuff around. It's just the actual kernel. And when it comes out, wow, with this beautiful plant with all this nice hair around it, and gorgeous. So if a chita, which is buried naked, comes out, bekama levushim, tzadikim shenikbarim levusheyem, if tzadikim, who are buried at least wearing the big day mesim, so then alachas kama vakama, they will certainly have beautiful clothes on. Omar le kesar le Rabbi Gamliel. This time it's Caesar. He asked Rabbi Gamliel, you know, you guys claim that the dead will live again. Shach v'chai. I mean, just try to be rational, you know. I mean, we know that these bodies decay. They become dust. So how in the world can dust be alive? Omar le So Rabbi Gamliel was addressed before he had a chance to answer. So he was addressed by the daughter of Caesar, who says, you know, dad can be difficult. Why don't you leave him to me? I'll handle this. So Anam Hadranale. Shneyot Srim Yeshbi Rainer. She says, listen, dad, let's imagine. We've got two peoples that are making pots, two potters in our town, okay? One of them makes his pots out of water, okay? The other one makes the pots out of clay. Now, which one would you say is a more skillful potter? Ezra ben Mishuba. Ah, says Caesar Amarla. Well, I mean, if a guy can make pots out of water, I'd say that is a heck of a job. So obviously he's the guy who is more brilliant, I would say. Amarla, well, you know, God manages to take a little bit of liquid semen, turns it into people, and that you think is normal. But you say, well, if it would come to actually forming something out of a real material that you could build things with, that you would say, nah, that's crazy. How could anybody do that? I mean, come on. This is all, I mean, if it's been a maim, tsar, seminatit lo koshike, devei Rabbi Yishmael Tana, there was a different way that there was a kabbalah of what it was that this conversation actually had gone and that the daughter of Caesar had said to him something else. She said, look, take a look. If you've got glass, okay, glass, you make glass by glass blowing. So the glass maker has this glob of liquidy glass, blows into it, it cools, and then he gets the shape of whatever it is that he formed it into. So if clay zchuchit, which, I mean, b'sach hakol, all the shaping is done by human hands. And nonetheless, if it breaks, you can fix it. You can soften it, melt it again. Basar v'dam sheberucho shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, here, human beings, they're formed by the breath, so to speak, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Alacha kama v'kama. If humans can shape their breath making into a new shape, kol shekein HaKadosh Baruch Hu can take the human being and make him again into a new shape.